صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Murphy's Law. When you need something and look for it, you can't find it. But the day you don't need it, it will appear out of nowhere.
Right. Do I have all my tools ready? Pen, paper, school calculator, tablet, laptop, financial and scientific calculator. Check.
Butterflies, I can't find any of my electronic devices.
Okay, Hoodoot, where do we begin? There's so many numbers and so many rewards. I don't even know where to start.
Okay, let's not panic. Deep breath in, read durood. Deep breath out, and more durood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no need to ever be a panic mechanic and no need to have my wiring misfiring. No need to fear. My Allah is always near. Subhanallah. Breathing in and taking the name of Allah and sending durood will always do the trick to calm you down. No need to flurry and spoil the curry. If anything is missing, check the bird who loves whistling.
Now let me see on the scientific calculator. There's so many buttons. This button says command. It must be the reward for a command, like a fight. See this one? It says sin. Oh my, it must be the button that's gonna calculate our sin. Oy, look at this one. This one probably sees the cause of the good and the bad deed, like intention, and it says cause. Yeah, that makes sense, because all deeds are judged by intention, eh?
I knew it. Why am I not surprised? Hoodhood, I need to do work on my laptop and you're sitting here playing with all the devices. Are you trying to hook up online to play Fortnite or GTA? If it is, you're going to be in big trouble, my furry friend. And what are you doing with the calculators? I hope you didn't press anything. I have people's zakat figures saved on the financial calculator.
Oh my darling, Zineera, you just in time. Please come help me.
Look at you, Hoodhood. You're not even bothered that I need the laptop and financial calculator to work out the zakat, the fitra, kafara and fidya.
This is very important. I need help with a teeny-weeny calculation. It also applies to Ramadan. And you know, today is the last Jummah in Ramadan. I want to take maximum benefit. And so, I have to make sure I'm going to calculate the rewards of the good deeds nicely.
Oh dear. Hoodhood, that's no small calculation by any mean. In fact, the treasures and rewards of Allah are so unlimited that we human beings won't be able to understand it. Even logic comes to an end. I don't think you'll be able to calculate the reward of even one subhanallah.
Wait, wait. You see, this calculator is special. There's a special button for command and for cause and for fudge. And how much gunah you're going to make, there's a sin button.
My darling Hoodhood, that's not sin. It's a trigonometrical function to calculate the angles of triangles. It's called sine.
No, no, look. There's a cause button for cause and intention.
That's cause it's also a trig function.
What's trigonometry? Can it help us calculate the reward we're going to get from Allah?
Okay, let me start here. First of all, many of the rewards that Allah has kept are unknown. And they're beyond comprehension, so we can't understand it. We can try and spend hours to calculate them, but it will take so long. When will you have time to actually do the hasanat?
Try quickly, only one. Like say, subhanallah, how much reward for that?
Okay, so for one subhanallah, you get a tree planted in Jannah, which is the shade that will cover an Arabian horse 500 years to cover.
Subhanallah, just the shade is 500 years.
But then, what about the fact that it's Ramadan? And in Ramadan, a nafil is given the reward of a fard. So we have to multiply one subhanallah by the reward of a fard act. But that's impossible because nobody knows what the reward is.
Can't we press command on the calculator? Doesn't it give us the reward of a fard?
Not in the slightest. Let me give you a quick idea of how much reward Allah has kept in store for us. For one letter of the Quran, we know we get 10 rewards, right? So if Alif is 10, and if we read in Salah, that's multiplied by 10, the reward of the Salah, and then plus it's Ramadan, so multiply that by 70. And then if a person did miswak before Salah, multiply another 70, then you have to multiply it by the reward for sincerity. If it was Salah in Jamaat, you multiplied by 27. And then, whatever the total reward is, Allah multiplies it by another 10. Oh wait, I haven't even included the reward for wudu or walking to the masjid, because every step gets us a reward, isn't it? And what about the other rewards we don't even know about?
Subhanallah, if that's the reward for one alif, I don't even know what to tell you.
That's right. Now imagine, Hudhud, if that's the reward for one alif, what will be the reward of reciting one durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because the hadith says one durood is 10 good deeds written, 10 sins forgiven, and the person's status is elevated by 10 stages. And then multiply all the other factors like Ramadan and sincerity and miswak, etc.
Alhamdulillah! And what if it's also Laylatul Qadr multiplied by the reward of Laylatul Qadr, and Allah will reward it as if we did it for 1,000 months? I can only say thus. I don't even think we can calculate the reward our Allah kept for us. We just have to have iman and wahtisaban. I love you, Allah. Allah, love me also. Allah, I love you, my Allah. So my Allah, please love me also.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نہ کوئی آپ جیسا ہوگا نہ کوئی آپ جیسا تھا